Salvation is only the beginning. Listen to Adrian Rogers.
You see, God is in the business of building saints. When God gives you salvation, He's not finished with you. He's beginning with you. Getting saved does not mean we're now the finished product. God is not finished with you yet. God wants to build into you a rock solid faith.
Welcome to Love Worth Finding, featuring the dynamic lessons of acclaimed pastor and Bible teacher, Adrian Rogers. As we just heard, God is in the business of building our faith. In these desperate days, we need a faith that will hold fast in times of trouble. When the winds of circumstances and floods of affliction come, we need faith like an anchor. In Romans chapter 5, we learn just how God builds us up to have a rock-solid faith. If you have your Bible, turn there now, as we again hear from Adrian Rogers.
I heard somewhere of a little boy who had a horse, and the horse was really just an old oat-burning nag. The horse was decrepit, sway-backed, and wasn't much of a horse, really sort of a flea-bitten horse. And a man was making fun of the little guy and his horse. Now, the boy loved the horse very much because they'd been pals for a long time. And the man, in order to ridicule the little boy and have some fun with him, said, "Son, is that horse any good?" He said, "Yes, sir, he's the best horse in the whole world." He said, "Well, son, he doesn't look so good." Said, "Can he run fast?" He said, "No, sir, but he can stand fast." Now, I want to talk to you about how to have a faith that will stand fast. How to have an anchor that will grip the solid rock. How to put some spiritual steel and concrete in your life, because in these desperate days in which we're living, you will need it. Many Christians today are being blown about by the winds of circumstances, and they are being scattered by the storms of calamity, and they are being swept away in floods of affliction, and they don't have an anchor that will hold in the storm. To the contrary, their life seems to be built on eggshells and jello. They are weak and floundering saints. And God wants us to be strong. God doesn't want us to fold up and give up. God wants us to look up and stand up. God wants us to have a foundation that is sure. The book of Romans is a foundation for our faith, a solid word for an unsure age. Would you like to have rock solid faith? Would you like for your anchor to hold? You see, God is in the business of building saints. When God gives you salvation, He's not finished with you. He's beginning with you. And the Bible says in Philippians 1 verse 6, "He who hath begun a good work in you will perform it." So, getting saved does not mean we're now the finished product. One man was wearing a lapel button and it just had a series of letters on it. It said PBPGINFWMY. That's all it said on the button. And a friend asked him, "What does that mean?" He said, "It means please be patient. God is not finished with me yet. And God is not finished with you yet. God wants to build into you a rock solid faith." Now, Scripture tells us how He does that in four steps. And I want you to look at it right now. Beginning in verse 1, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Now I want to ask you a question. When God saves you, what does God give you as the byproduct of that salvation? Is it peace or is it tribulation? The answer is yes. Now we read about the peace of God in verse 1, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. But notice verse 3, and not only so, but we glory in tribulations. Don't think, dear friend, that when you get saved, that all you get is peace and there's no problem, no heartache, no tears, no disappointment. Oh no! When God is going to build into you a rock solid faith, He's going to mix in some tribulation. Four things I want you to notice. Now, folks, this is for your welfare. Don't let this blow past. I mean, this is God's word to you now. We're not just playing games. And if you want to have a solid faith, then you're going to have to learn today. Point number one, conversion brings conflict. Did you get that? Conversion brings conflict. Verses 1 and 2, He's talking about our conversion, being justified by faith. He's talking about peace with God. He's talking about access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Oh yes, praise God, hallelujah, we like that. But now move into verse 3. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations. Now, the word tribulation means pressure. That's literally what the word means. It's translated here tribulation, but it was used when you would crush grapes to get wine. The same word, tribulation, is used. It was used when you would crush olives to get oil. And God wants to build into your character the wine and oil of His strength and His love. And so God is going to bring pressure into your life, because without pressure, God will not make you a strong saint. You need conflict. You need pressure. Conversion brings conflict. A diamond is a lump of coal that's been under pressure for a long, long time. Now you need to understand the ways of God, that when you're having trouble and heartache and disappointment, God is over it all. The word luck does not belong in a Christian's vocabulary. And the word fate, F-A-T-E, does not belong in your vocabulary. God is watching over it all. Now you may not be able to understand it. Thomas Watson said, where reason cannot wade, there faith must swim. But you must understand that God is over all, and when you come to Jesus, you're going to come into conflict and pressure. Now this conflict and this pressure may come from Satan, or it may come from God, but God is over it all. Satan will bring conflict to cause you to stumble. God will bring conflict to cause you to stand, but you're going to know pressure as a Christian. Now some of this pressure is going to come from the world. You know, the Bible says in Romans 12 verse 1, don't be conformed to this world. The minute you come to Jesus, this world is going to begin to bring pressure on you to squeeze you into its mold, and you'll feel that every day. In the entertainment world, in the business world, in the social world, in the political world, there will be incredible pressure upon the child of God. And this world with its theories and with its thrills, this world is going to come against you in so many ways. But not only is the pressure going to come from the world, it's going to come from the flesh. You're going to find out that once you get saved, you receive a new nature. But the old Adamic nature is still there. The proclivity to sin is still there. You feel it. I feel it. You never get beyond it. The Bible calls this the flesh. It is an enemy inside the fort, and you're going to feel a civil war within you. I felt it when I first got saved as a teenage boy. I can remember a particular time after I'd given my heart to Jesus. I was out with some friends, and an incredible temptation came to me. And I can remember, as it were yesterday, the incredible war that was going on within me, because my flesh said, Adrian, that's something you want to do. That's something you need to do. Everybody else is doing it. And the Holy Spirit said to me, no, you're different. You cannot do that. And I felt the biggest battle going on in my heart, and I prayed and I struggled as a new Christian. And friend, you'll feel that. When you come into salvation, you're going to find out that the world will be working on you to squeeze you into its mold. And you'll find out that inside there's something that rises up in you, and there is raging in you, a conflict, a civil war. That's in all of us. The Bible says the flesh resists the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. Galatians 5, verse 17, the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary one to another. Then not only will there be the conflict with the world, and not only will there be the conflict with the flesh, but the conflict with the devil himself. Friend, you never really understand the power of Satan until you get saved. Till you get saved. You know, you say, well, I don't have any difficulty with the devil. Well, if you don't, let me tell you why. It's because you and the devil are traveling in the same direction. You turn around, you'll have a collision with him. Right now, you're in collusion with him. But you turn around and you start the other way. If you've never met the devil, it's because you and the devil are going in the same direction. That's all I'm saying to you, is when you get saved, when you give your heart to Jesus, Satan is going to level all of the artillery of hell against you. And if you're not struggling against the devil, if you're not in battle with Satan, may I tell you, you must be a little better than Jesus, because he was. And Satan came against Jesus, he comes against me, and he will come against you. There was a man who had a farmhand worked on his farm. The man was not a believer, the farmhand was. The two of them, however, were friends, and they went out duck hunting together. And the man who was not a believer was saying to the farmhand, he said, look, he said, you're always talking about fighting with the devil and wrestling with the devil. He said, I never have to fight with the devil, I never have to wrestle with the devil, and I'm not even a Christian. He said, boss, if you and I shot two ducks, one was wounded and one was dead, which one would you go after first? He said, well, I guess the wounded duck. He said, that's right. He said, the devil knows you're a dead duck. Now, friend, that is true. I mean, if the devil doesn't bother you, it's just because you're a dead duck. He doesn't have to bother you. But I'm saying this, listen to me. Conversion brings conflict, conflict like you've never known. You may get the idea that you're not even saved, because here you're sailing along, and then one day you give your heart to Jesus, and bang! Here comes the world, here comes the flesh, here comes the devil against you. The Bible calls that tribulation. The Bible calls that pressure. But not only will it come from Satan to cause you to stumble, it'll come from God to cause you to stand. God himself will bring tribulation and pressure. The Bible says, whom the Lord loves, he scourges and disciplines every child of God. You see, listen, God is not trying to make you happy. God wants to make you holy. And temptation and testing and trials are part of life. It's a false gospel that says if you come to Christ, there'll be no adversity and there'll be no misfortune, there'll be no persecution, there'll be no pain. The late, great Vance Havner said, he said, I'm often amused and amazed by the way we equate Christianity with success, popularity, and prosperity. We may not admit it, but we use the same old gauge that the world uses, except we use religious language. It would appear that gain is godliness with us, in spite of Paul's formula that godliness plus contentment equals prosperity. No, I'm telling you folks that the first step in God building a rock solid faith is conflict. He tells us in verses 1 and 2 that we're going to be saved. And then he tells us in verse 3 that we need to glory in tribulation. And remember, the word tribulation means conflict, it means pressure. Step number 2. Step number 2. Now, this is what God is going to do to build character into your life. Conflict teaches constancy. Conflict teaches constancy. Notice again, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. Now, what is patience? Not the ability to thread a needle. not the ability to finish a crossword puzzle. No, the word patience means constancy. It means consistency. You see, when the pressure comes, the crisis comes, it doesn't make you, it just reveals what you're made of. The same sun that melts the ice hardens the clay. The word patience, again, it means endurance. The New American Standard says it brings about perseverance. Goodspeed says it produces endurance. How many would say, Pastor, I want strength. I want victory. I want prosperity. I want contentment. Oh, you'd say, oh, everybody here wants those. I wonder if I would ask, how many of you want patience? Very few of us would say, I want patience. But you'll never have these other things that I've just mentioned without patience, without constancy, without endurance. You see, tribulation works patience. Now come up close, I'm going to tell you something. You will never learn much of anything worth learning if you don't have constancy, endurance, and patience. You just won't do it. If you want to learn how to play the piano, you're going to have to learn the scales. If you're going to learn Greek, you're going to have to study the verbs. Sorry about that. If you want to lose weight, you're going to have constancy. If you want to build character, you're going to have to persevere. You're going to have to endure. There is no instant maturity. Conversion brings conflict, and conflict is meant to teach continuance, constancy. The Bible calls it patience. What do you do when the conflict comes? Well, the four things you can do. Some people just retreat. They just run away from conflict. They, whether physically or emotionally, they get a plane ticket, they take a pill, they turn up a bottle, they take a needle, they take a gun. They just try to run from conflict. One man said, the way to fight a woman is with your hat. He said, what do you mean? He said, grab it and run. So some, when conflict comes, they retreat. Others, when conflict comes, they resent. I mean, they say, I gave my heart to Jesus Christ. I went down there. I got baptized. I started going to Sunday school. I started tithing. Now look what has happened to me. And they pout. They get a grudge with God. They become cynical. They don't retreat. They resent. Others resign. They just cave in. They give up. They lie down on the field and surrender their shield, and they give in to discouragement and despondency. But what is God's plan? God's plan is not for you to retreat, not for you to resent, not for you to resign, but to resolve by faith that you will follow Him. Faith, listen to me, faith is shown more in patience and constancy than in any other way. If you really have faith when trouble comes, you will endure. Faith is not receiving from God the things you want nearly so much as it is accepting from God the things He gives. Tribulation works patience. Don't try to wiggle out of what God is doing to you. Job said, though He slay me, yet will I trust Him. Winston Churchill was a man. He looked like a bulldog, stood like a bulldog. He was the one who said, never, 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 never give up. And he reminded us that a bulldog has his nose slanted backward so he can hold on and still breathe. That's a bulldog. Now what you need to do is to get a bulldog grip on Almighty God and, like Job, say, I don't care what is happening, what my children do, what the doctor tells me, what my banker tells me, I will not let go. My anchor holds. You see, what is this constancy? William Barclay describes it so well. I want you to listen to what he said. It is not the patience that can sit down and bow its head and let things descend upon it and passively endure until the storm is past. It is the Spirit which can bear things, not simply with resignation, but with blazing hope. It is not the Spirit which sits statically enduring in one place, but the Spirit which bears things because it knows that these things are leading to a goal of glory. It is not patience which grimly waits for the end, but patience which radiantly hopes for the dawn. That's the kind of endurance that the child of God has. Oh, I wish you would hear what he says. So notice, conversion brings conflict. Conflict teaches constancy, and constancy develops character. Now watch it. Look in verse 4, if you will. And patience, experience. Now, what does he mean, experience? Character. Patience, constancy brings character. And God wants to build into you character. God wants to build into you rock solid faith. God is building his saints with spiritual steel and spiritual concrete. You see, reputation is what others think about you. Character is what God and your wife know about you. God wants to build character into your life. This word experience was used in the Bible of gold that's tried in the fire and comes out pure. The same word. That is, it has character to it. You see, God is going to put you in the fire of affliction. Why? To test you. The faith that can't be tested can't be trusted. So God is going to put you in the fire of affliction to test you. And that's the way that you're going to learn how much dross there may be in your life that needs to be burned out of your life, the sludge that's in the gold ore. You see, that's the way God builds character.
And coming up tomorrow, we'll hear part two of this important message. In the meantime, maybe you have a prayer request that you'd like to share with us. Is there something that is weighing on your heart right now? At Love Worth Finding, it's one of our great honors to come alongside and pray with you and for you. Go to our website homepage, lwf.org/radio, and scroll down to our prayer wall. There you'll find the option to either submit a prayer request or pray for others. This is one of our favorite ways to keep the ministry in the community praying continually for one another's needs. We can't wait to hear from you. Again, go to lwf.org/radio to find our prayer wall. Now, if you'd like to order a copy of today's message in its entirety, call 1-877-LOVE-GOD to order How to Have a Rock Solid Faith. This message is also part of the Insightful Foundations for Our Faith series. For that complete collection, all 27 powerful messages, call 1-877-LOVE-GOD or go online to order at lwf.org/radio. Or you can write us at Love Worth Finding, Box 38600, Memphis, Tennessee, 38183. Thanks for studying God's Word with us today. If you're going through a trial right now, remember these words of comfort from Pastor Rogers. Satan will bring conflict to cause you to stumble. God will bring conflict to cause you to stand. Be sure to tune in next time for the conclusion of How to Have a Rock Solid Faith, right here on Love Worth Finding. A listener in Alabama included an encouraging note to her recent donation. As you know, this year has been filled with challenges and new ways of doing things that we did not expect to ever do. Because of the COVID-19 pandemic, we've been unable to attend worship services as usual. This ministry has kept us on track with Bible study and hearing the Word preached from a solid, scriptural foundation. We've been so blessed to hear how Love Worth Finding has been a part of your routine during the recent pandemic. When you donate to the ministry this month, we'd love to send you some encouragement. It's a booklet collection called Why. It includes four powerful booklets that empathize with our pain and point to the promises of God. Request the Why booklet collection when you call with a gift at 1-877-LOVE-GOD. Or give online at lwf.org/radio. And again, thanks for your generous support of Love Worth Finding.